Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We've been following Hurricane Dorian, and there was talk about Dorian being the most destructive hurricane in the history of the Bahamas. Now that we're getting video out, seems like that is very, very likely. Spencer McGowan is the president of McGowan Group Asset Management, who joins us today to talk about how we assess damage from these storms and the economic impact they have. Good morning to you. What do you think of things so far with Dorian?
Good morning, John. Well, you know, the tourism, the devastation in the Bahamas, obviously that's going to cost them at least one tourism season. And this, you know, we're in high tide here right with the Labor Day weekend. So the tragedy there basically shuts down their number one industry. You know, with Virginia, you know, the danger is, of course, flooding, because agriculture is still the top industry in Virginia. Houston, when we had Hurricane Harvey, oil and gas infrastructure shut down. One of the things they learned in Houston was that circuit boards do not like water at all.
Right.
And so the pipelines wouldn't run at all. So there's always some surprising disruptions. Your aerospace and technology should be somewhat resilient. But the flooding is the big key, because this thing moves so slow. Mm-hmm. And as it approaches the Carolinas and the flooding starts there, you know, how deep and how ugly is that flooding? Because the Midwest flooding after Katrina, you know, shut down agriculture for quite some time.
Yeah. I, having been in the news business for a long time, I'm a little cynical, because I know we always like to tout big numbers, because big numbers are a big story, right? How do we come up with the numbers that we hear when we talk about the damage that's done? Is it a mishmash of numbers, like the damage to the buildings plus lost work productivity and the like, or how would you assess that?
The first numbers that come in, the insurance company has really got it down to a science. You know, even down to being on site, giving out checks so people can go find a place to live.
Right.
You know, that happened in Houston. But the insurance industry, they're quite good at giving the numbers for the damage. The economic numbers are the hardest to predict. Initially, you know, you just shut down the economy for that region. Mm-hmm. And afterwards, the surprise is, and especially, you know, this happened in Houston and New Orleans. It was somewhat slower in New Orleans. The rebuilding effort actually adds to the year-over-year GDP after about, you know, a quarter of disruption. For the farmers, it's devastating, because one bad crop, you know, that's no income until the next one.
Yeah. And most of them are not sitting on banks of cash to try to carry them to the next season.
No, a lot of them are headed for the bank, you know, especially as they begin to figure out how much damage this is going to do. You have the Carolinas, Virginia, and up the East Coast.
Yeah, it does sound kind of crass and insensitive to talk about the rebuilding effort. But, you know, I've always heard that sometimes big fires in previous generations, maybe less so today, but big fires that would wipe out sections of the thing that pops to mind is London, when the fire happened that wiped out much of London. It was a real opportunity to get rid of slums that they couldn't have touched beforehand, and to build buildings that would actually stand the test of time and to clean up some bad areas. Not to diminish the human suffering that we're going to witness in the Bahamas and elsewhere, but do you think that is, I hate to say, an upside to this, or what's the appropriate way to even broach that question right now?
Katrina was surprising, because those victims very quickly went to Houston and Dallas. you know, they relocated. Mm-hmm.
And didn't come back, right?
But a lot of them didn't. And the school system was wiped out in New Orleans, essentially. They had no choice but just to hold out charters and say, hey, charter schools, the proven charter schools, you need to come in. Yeah. Louisiana still has the highest percentage of charter schools because the state didn't have any money to rebuild the school system. Charter schools came in very quickly. Mm-hmm. And to your point, that was actually a very powerful renewal of the education system in Louisiana. Nobody would have anticipated.
Yeah. What's it like there now? Have you seen that ward that was underwater? I flew over it in a helicopter when I worked in the Senate with Senator Allen. And I, even having watched the news coverage, I was unprepared for how awful it was in person. Is still a no man's land where the houses are just rotting, or have they pulled all that out? Do you know?
Well, in the case of New Orleans, the rebuilding effort, you know, it was somewhat like Detroit, where it just was a slow slog to rebuild. But there were areas that were renewed, and I think the charter school was the best example of, we'll call it, economic innovation.
Yeah.
But it takes a long time for an area to actually come back and rebuild. Houston still has, you know, houses. They're just now catching up from Harvey, and that was years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in terms of rebuilding, there's still areas where the people are figuring out what they're going to do with damaged property. So that lasts a long time, especially for the homeowners.
Well, we'll hope we'll get through the rest of this week without significant damage for anybody else who hasn't already suffered. Spencer McGowan, the president of the McGowan Group Asset Management. Really appreciate it. Thanks.
Thank you, John.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.